case is 10,499, and this is a special use exception for a daycare center by the Talon Corporation. And we had tabled this one again at our last meeting to go down, gentlemen, or I didn't.
Yeah, we heard.
I went in and go ahead, Mr. Mills.
I mean, we heard testimony about water quality and things like that, and that's really.
Or traffic is the biggest thing, yeah, the safety.
Traffic and, well, as far, in regards to traffic, I mean, we're talking about a bus that comes in and out instead of, I mean, most daycares that we have, as far as concern for traffic, is, you know, the a lot of traffic coming in and out.
Right.
Throughout the day, but in this case, we're hearing testimony that they're busing the majority in.
Well, and cars, yeah, yeah, that at first, and then the testimony about it would be a car. That's a bad area down that area. They're by that plantation. I don't feel that that's a good area for it down in there, especially back. That's right back of that load and that route in between that. You're back there going to that route on that 24.
There's not many places that are good down.
No, there. No, no. Like, well, I don't have a question that, but that area, and I know that's my area, and I know that area well in there. That would be to me the best place for
as
one.
Far as. You know, traffic.
Safety concerns is my big thing, you know, traffic, but in the water with it. But.
Look at getting to the one over by Wawa, in and out of there. It can be equally as difficult with in the mornings with that the traffic in and out of Wawa. So, I mean, traffic's a problem everywhere you go there.
Well, yeah, but it was for two times is great, but I'm looking at the safety and the welfare more, though. Even if you got, or if you got two buses and 10 cars, or if you got 30 cars, you still got extra on that road in at any time. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier getting online. The traffic isn't down there where they're going to be to move that with, if I was concerned. There's a lot more accessibility because you've got one on one side and you got nine, but this way you've only got one way in there and one way. And then you've got to block the traffic. If you're going to get in a turn lane or you're going to need a turn lane in there with, to me, it's just not a good area for it. I mean, the safety area. You know, the water's an issue too, but I put all those into it first. It's a lot safer where they're at. And it's a lot, I mean, that's congested online. I grant you that, but not like it is everywhere. I'm looking at those children and that concern of safety concern and getting all the way back in there. But then you're going to have the people trying to get out. Then you're going to put more down in there with. It's only one way in there with and one way out right now versus the other. They got more exits than they got. It's more accessibility to where they're at or another location. I'm not saying we don't need any. You know, we need them, but that's just not, to me, a safe area, a good enough area to put one in that could be found. I go right by one every day. Well, I shouldn't be anybody in Dover where I go to work at. There's one of these places like they've got on a busy bridge like that. Where they wanted to have the old ice plant up in Dover, but they had to move it down for the same concern. You can put all the cutoffs and runways and stuff in there, but you're still going to the bottom up there. Even in dead of winter, that's a bad. And that road's used all the time. You either take that 24, take 23, and go to 5 and come up Harvest, and then you're going to miss the traffic. I mean, that's just not a, to me, it's not. I'm not in favor of it there. Be honest with you, I went and looked at it again. I don't know how you gentlemen feel. Mr. McCabe?
Hey, daycare center, no problem, as long as they meet the state requirements, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. But the safety issue, Mr. Workman?
I was trying to think out of character, the neighborhood there, for what's there.
Most definitely. Mr. Mills?
You know, I travel that road. One of the reasons I do is because there's less traffic, and I don't see where it alter the essential character of the neighborhood, or let me look for the word here. Yeah, substantially effective versus the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. I mean, you know, you consider the uses around it. You have a church where people come in, you know, to worship. There's certainly more vehicles and children, as many children you would think, and closer to the road.
But you're going to have some on daily. They get people go to church on daily basis, but this year's going to be daily. But then you know you're talking about all.
I appreciate your argument.
Yeah,
but well, you're not gonna change my mind.
No,
I don't see how that traffic affects the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Well, because the property can't handle it. It's not really prepared to handle that type of what it's gonna be because you know, or we're gonna set a precedent. Okay, we're just gonna have 24 kids this year. Then you know. 2 years, then we're going to come back. Well, we're doing good. We want to expand it. We want to go 60 kids.
So they have to come back before us.
We've already set a precedent because you've already approved it. And how are we going to, how do you take back something you give them to somebody? It's just,
I'm only considering what they.
Well, I am too. That's why I'm considering that too, the long term, that it don't be, they don't need.
Has all the, everything else been approved for them to get that? I mean, good to hear that. Is there more of those steps for them?
They would have to do a site plan review, I think.
Site plan review, all that. You didn't have a permit.
But yeah, they're waiting for this decision.
They're waiting for the decision here before they do the other way. It's not that they've already got all the other.
You know, I guess the question is, what can't you do on adjacent neighboring properties that isn't already being done?
They can do that right where they're at. If it's expansion, they've already got a place, and then you got less.
I'm not talking about where they're at. I'm talking about this property. You know, the question is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? If it does, then how does it? I mean, you know, people can still live in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
People can still go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So what effect does it have on neighboring?
Yeah,
I mean, that's it. I personally don't see where it will. So convince me otherwise.
Well, they can do that now until you start this, and then that's where you'd have the adverse effect. Will it sustain the adverse effect it now? No, because it's not there. Will it later? Yeah. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball to know how much it will affect it, but it would have an effect later on because it's not being built now. It's not there yet.
How? I mean,
increasing the traffic, and you got the people down there. Those that already live there now. Right, they don't have this type of problem. We don't have this in and out now. How about if kids get out? They're safe. The safety is, I guess, is the biggest issue we're concerned about.
What we heard was testimony that they're going to fence the property in.
Right.
So they're either going to be in the building or in the fenced-in area.
Right. Well, that's true. If it's there, but it ain't there yet.
With all due respect, just my opinion.
That's mine. Well, I understand that. Oh, yeah, no problem. But I'm not in favor of
it. The only thing I see, too, is... they're going to do that road over again. That road there, somebody's going to, I don't know whose road that is.
Right.
Somebody's going to do that road over.
Sure. And that'll be part of what other entities determine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if the church wasn't there, I'd feel different. But with that church activity on Sunday, and obviously it doesn't have an effect on neighbor. It's one of the properties, neighboring. I don't understand the difference.
But the church, the meetings they have there, they hold them not all the time at the church. They go up. The testimony you heard the other night, though, the church is a landmark that has been there.
For social functions. Yeah, they go just other places
mainly
for social
functions at all.
But they still hold church services there.
Occasionally, but this is going to be a 7-day, 5-day, 6-day week. The church has been there. It's like, you know, which one came first?
So I don't see where it's going to have an adverse effect on the church, because if they're operating 5 days a week and the church is on the seventh.
Right. But, I don't know.
Mm.
But I think we're getting, you can change everything. You can't change the body either then. But I don't think it, I'm not in favor of there being there, period. I look at more issues. Anyway.
It seems that we're somewhat divided.
Yep.
Probably be best to wait until Jeff's here next week as well.
Well, we are divided at the call of the table, I guess. We have two for it. And probably be better to table until we have a full board here then, being the board divided. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I have to have a motion to that effect then. And we'll decide it then.
Table to the next regular meeting.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we will table case number 10,499 until our next regular meeting, which will be on 11-2. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Get a usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. That we will have a full board here. Next case,